We're going to learn your lesson yet?
Can you close the door, please? Someone will ask you to close the door.
בעזרת השם, תורה, למד בב, במורן. And רבנו יסיינג, וכשצועק לאלוקים, and when a man is screaming to God, כמו שכתוב, לאיבט יצוית, and נפשי תערוג אליך, and the soul is yearning to השם יתברך, וצועק, and is shouting to השם, 70 קלים, לא פחות, 70 voices, not less. אזי נפתחים לו סודות התורה. So then the secrets of the Torah been revealed to him. The מתמרין מגלים לו, that from heaven they're telling him, revealing to him. And what they're revealing to him? Well, like we said, that ביום ההוא, in that day, in the future to come, everyone gonna know that Hashem is one and his name is one. Secrets of the Torah, it's not Kabbalah now. It's not Kabbalah at all. Secrets of the Torah, it's not Kabbalah. Secrets of the Torah, it's the pshat of the Torah. So understand what it's written. This is the secrets of the Torah. Because a man can be stuck in the pshat of the Torah and not to understand what Hashem wants from him. So all of the Torah is hidden from him. This is why we need to learn Kabbalah. This is why you need to learn Chassidut. Because you have to understand what the pshat is all about. What the Torah, what Hashem wants to say. This is the secret. To understand the meaning of Hashem, the will of Hashem. So if a man can be religious for years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and he learns, and he reads, and he heard lessons, and he doesn't understand what Hashem wants from him, so it means that all of the secrets of the Torah is hidden from him. But the secrets of the Torah, it's the pshat, it's just the... What's a secret? It's the inner... will of Hashem. This is the inner side of Hashem. What did Hashem wanted to tell? This is the secret. What are you telling? When you drink wine and the secret been revealed, Nechnas Yain Yatsa Sod. So, what came out? Who that you really are? What are you saying when you're drunk? You're just expressing who that you really are. The truth, who that you are. This is what that you're saying. Like we're saying in Purim, the master coming off. You can see the face of the person, who that he really is, by the wine. So the secret is just to reveal who you are. So the secret of the Torah is just the real, simple will of Hashem Yitzbarach. What's the will of Hashem Yitzbarach? It's going to be revealed in the future to come, when the Da'at Tirbe Ba'olam, when the wisdom is going to be covered. Also something we need to talk. It's written, Kamayim amechasim layam, like water that are covering the sea. The water are not covering the sea. The water is the sea. So, tirbe adat, tirbe de adat, kamayim amechasim layam. The wisdom gonna be spread in the world. Everyone gonna know Hashem like the water are covering the sea. The water are not covering the sea. The water and the sea is the same thing, so... But the water are covering the sea. Which water? Which sea? The water is the Mayim HaZadonim. It's the water that we see. Water that we're afraid of them. Water that we have to have them to drink. And we're afraid to drown. And the water that Am Yisrael are standing in front of the sea. And they're afraid. That the man is screaming, Mimtzulot Yam Tatsieni, from the depths of the sea, take me out, save me Hashem. Those are the water that are covering. What are covering? The sea. Which sea? The sea of wisdom. Yam HaChokhma. Yam Shel Shlomo. The wisdom. This is why Rabbi Akiva is saying to Chachamim, to his friends, all other three Chachamim that went with him to heaven, he's telling them, Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. Don't say water, water. There is no water. There is nothing. It's only Hashem. Even water, that is the most purest creation in the world, is something that Hashem made. This is the we compare the souls to water. Mayim tachtonim, mayim bochim, water that are crying. Water are the tears. The tears are the blood. The blood is the nefesh. It's all the nefesh. It's all the soul. The water is the soul. It's the soul. So don't fall to those foreign faiths. To imagine to yourself that there is real water. There is nothing except of Hashem. This is the sea of wisdom. This is the Yama Chokhmah. To know that there is only Hashem, and Hashem can provide everything that you need. In the moment that you're going to need it, you're going to have it. In the moment that you're going to need that thing, you're going to have it. And for now, you just need to strengthen yourself with confidence and to go toward to Hashem, Yitbarach, and to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh. The three mothers of the three brothers of us that have been kidnapped and been murdered brutally, three mothers testified that those three children from the age of their bar mitzvah are asking in their prayers from Hashem Yitbarach to make Kiddush Hashem, to die on Kiddush Hashem. The three mothers were testifying that. That those three children were begging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's going to be done by them Kiddush Hashem, that the name of Hashem Yitbarach is going to be famous in the world. They all died in on Kiddush Hashem. We don't understand the power of the neshama of each and every one of us. And the man is falling to the imaginations of his lusts and desires. He has to drink that Pepsi and Cola and Kinley and Oranjada, Fanta, all of those imaginations. He's so choosing the drinks because of their colors, like you can taste the colors. Maybe it's salt instead of sugar. What are you going to do now? The purple one is salty. What are you going to do? It looks so amazing. You have to taste that blue one now. It's crazy. It's just sickness. So confused. You're so confused. So confused. Why are you confused? One of the friends told me in Shabbos, we spoke about it, there are so many people that are so occupied with their cellular, with their mobiles, and in every situation they're recording or filming, and with those iPhones, crazy. And once you could go, even a regular life, to a concert, and you would come to listen to the concert. And today, in a concert, everyone are taping, everyone are filming. Why you cannot enjoy? You came to a concert. Why you cannot just a normal person? You came to a concert to listen to music, to hear, to see a show. Why you cannot enjoy the show? Why you cannot sit and listen and to enjoy? Because people are so empty from inside that they cannot enjoy from nothing. They don't believe that they can enjoy. They have to cover on their emptiness with honor, with respect. That people are going to see that they saw the show. From that they're going to enjoy. This is their satisfaction. They will not enjoy from the show. They want other people to see that they've been in that important show and that they saw that show. You lost the show. You lost the show. And what is feeding you? Imaginations. That people are going to respect you and going to tell you, wow, you've been in that concert. Yes, what happened? I don't remember. I was So people are so empty, and our job now is to see how to fill it up. How to bring back something, because if you want someone to drop something, he's got certain nonsense in his mind, something that is occupying him. Alright, you want to offer him something else, you have to replace it. You have to give him something else. Even that he doesn't have nothing in his hands, you cannot convince him in that. Because he's too afraid to drop what that he's got. Person got only copper in his hand, and this is his business. He's selling aluminium, copper, doesn't matter. Now you want to tell him it's nonsense, you're not making money out of it, he cannot drop it. This is his life, this is how he buys his bread. Even that it's small amounts and it's nonsense, and he barely manage. And you want to offer him something good, look, there's gold here, diamonds here, you have to give him, you have to let him taste. Ta'amur u'kitov Hashem. First of all, they have to taste. Only then they can see that Hashem is good. So you have to taste them. You have to give them that option to taste. This is our job. This is why we should mamash believe in ourselves so much that we're going to be able to offer what that we have in our lives. And even if it's not complete for you, like I told you, you don't need to be a righteous man to teach. You have a life example on that. You don't need to be righteous at all. You're laughing at me now? This is that. Now it's a shtiyot. You need to share from your real point of truth that you're coming and you're sharing and you're telling from your process of tshuva, from what that you achieved, really achieved until now, even that you're one leg in the filth, one leg in the mud, and one leg outside, Baruch Hashem, so tell on that experience. For people to hear from someone that is totally righteous, that is so far already from us, it's hard. We don't understand what he's talking about. This is also the greatness of our Rebbe, Rav Shalom, that you can see that he's always finding a new way, another way to come down to the place that we're holding in that place. And other righteous people, a lot of times you hear them and you see that they are righteous, you don't have doubts on their righteousness, but you cannot communicate. You cannot put a finger, you cannot talk, you cannot approach. You just see angels and you have to say, alright, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Shechalak Mechochmato Lebasar Vadam. Thank you Hashem that you gave from your wisdom to those human beings. Baruch Hashem, they are amazing. I cannot accept from them. Our job is to be the light to the Goyim. What it means, the light, to be the middleman. To be close to the ones that are under us, the ones that are lower than us, to the ones that cannot understand Harav Shalom, the ones that cannot, and for you I'm telling, the ones that cannot understand me. And your families and a lot of your relatives and neighbors, they cannot hear me, they have to hear you. On you they can count. And I said that already, mamash, in those same words, because you've been with them in the army, because you've been with them in the college, because you've been with them in school, because you were hanging out and playing basketball together, so because of that they can count on you, because you were drinking beer together, this is why they can count on you. Even though that it's crazy, this is the reason not to count on you. But this is what Hashem made. Hashem made and the world upside down. Olam hafuch ra'iti. Hashem made it all like that. Hashem got an amazing sense of humor, and Hashem is redeeming Am Yisrael and saving Am Yisrael, and he's using us to do those amazing things that he's. Hashem's got his reasons. Hashem knows why. We don't know who we are at all. And like, if you remember that amazing story that I told you about Menashe, the soul of Menashe, that I heard it from Rav Ofer Erez, that he explained that there is that soul of Menashe, that Menashe, he was a sinner. And not only that he was a sinner, he was forcing other people, Machti Arabim, to sin. And he killed millions of people, thousands and thousands of people. And he was pushing people to worship idols, and he made horrible things in the world. And the word Menashe is containing the same letters of the word Neshama. Means that Menashe is very close to his Neshama. So how can it be? That he's so holy, that he's so pure, but in the same time, he's the worst one of them all. Because there are souls like that, that they cannot accept the creation, how that Hashem created the world. They cannot accept. Because before of the creation, it was all one. Hashem was one, and the souls were attached to him, and everything was one. And then Hashem created a certain curtain, a wall, and separated between the high water, the higher water, and the low water. The low water, it's us, it's the souls. And the souls, they're always crying. They always want to go back to Hashem. There are souls like that, like Menashe, that they cannot accept it. They refuse to accept the fact that Hashem put that wall and separate between them to him. And they cannot be Yotzim Yedei Chova to listen to the voice of Chachamim that are telling, look, if you're going to serve Hashem slowly, slowly, day after a day, one week after the other, one year after the other, you're going to be purified, and you're going to be able to feel more and to see more. And finally, after 120, you and Hashem going to reunited, you're going to be together. They cannot accept it, those souls. Why? Because that they love Hashem so much, and they hate their condition also so much, they decided to break that wall. And they don't have the time and the inner power to listen to the voice of Chachamim. And they don't care what Chachamim have to say. And they will not going to wait 120 years for nothing. And they're going to break that wall. And they're going to meet Hashem. And they don't care. If they're going to come to Hashem, and if Hashem going to come to them, they don't care. They're going to explode all of that game. They don't care. They don't listen. They don't want to hear. And this is it. There is no game. Not playing. And this is it. And they want to la'achis Hashem, that Hashem will be angry. They don't care. Bring the flood. Don't care. Don't mind. Building a tower to climb to Hashem Yitbarach. They don't care. Which souls are those? The worst souls, right? The generation of the flood. Mm-hmm. Why they're doing it? The generation of the Dora Palaga. Why they're doing it? Because they love Hashem. All of those souls, when they're coming again to another chance to fix it all, in the last generation, who are those? Nice to meet you. I'm one of them. I'm one of those souls. I feel inside of myself, and everyone for sure can feel it also and admit. I feel inside of myself that I cannot wait for 120 years, that I have to complete my tshuva today, that we have to help Am Israel, and that we have to see Hashem, and that we have to complete our tshuva, and to fix everything, and to bring the Geula. Where all of that wonderful will is coming? Righteous people have to work on themselves for years and years and years to achieve those high levels. Religious people, and you see them, Hasidic, and Litvish, and simple Sfaradi families, Avrechim, you don't see all of those crazy lights in their Limud HaTorah. They're simple people. Sit and learn and happy in their Judaism, wonderful, mikveh, bar mitzvot, Shabbos, holidays, Sukkot, Pesach, Olim LaRegel, going to Beis HaMikdash. Baalei Tshuva don't have that power to wait. I live here in Jerusalem, I'm sorry, I'm apologize, I admit, in front of you. To come to Kotel HaMa'aravi in the holidays, it's not one of my minhagim, I'm sorry. I almost never done that. I think maybe never. Maybe twice or three times. I don't have nothing to do over there. Ask me why. I'm telling you, because I'm crazy. Because I'm crazy. It is halakha, and I have to go, and all of us, we have to go. I cannot put myself in those narrow places. It's not for me. My soul is about to explode every moment in my Avodat Hashem. I feel the craziness in Avodat Hashem that I have to push forward to find Hashem already. What are you talking about, Sukkot, Pesach? Sorry to say, who cares about Sukkot and Pesach? We need to see Hashem in Sukkot and in Pesach. You build a Sukkah, great Sukkah, wonderful Sukkah. We're doing all of those things b'diavad, after the fact, because we're in exile and we don't have a choice. Even if it's hard to say, and even if it's hard to admit, and you don't have to accept it, you can accept that it's my craziness, I don't mind. You laughed at me, I'm going to give you a reason. The truth is that the souls are firing from inside, and we want to see Hashem. You say, oh, there is a class of Arab. All right, Arab, why when you see Am Israel, they see a righteous man, you see thousands of Bnei Israel are running to meet him, to talk to him, to hold his hand, to hug him, to... What are you doing? Why are you doing that? What are you going to achieve by looking at a Rav now? Why? Why are you running? Why? Why? What's going on? What? After it, ask him, what you achieved? He doesn't have no answer. He couldn't talk to a Rav. He haven't completed what he had to say. A Rav didn't answer him to his question. Nothing happened over there. But still, the souls are in fire. They have to... He have to... Why? Because we want to see Hashem. A Rav is not enough for us. And the books are not enough for us. We cannot, how we said, let's tzamtzem, constrict the light into the tzimtzumim of this Avodat Hashem that Rabbeinu are telling us. So we have to, but meanwhile we have to express it somehow, like that poor soul of Menashe, and to bring a tikkun to that neshama of Menashe, to the soul of each and every one of us, to fix it. To fix it means to find a way really to find Hashem Yitbarach. To find Hashem Yitbarach against all odds. And even against what that is, you know, the regular, normal ways of serving Hashem Yitbarach in the regular religious world, we cannot function. We're different. We're different from inside. This is why we have to understand that Hashem Yitbarach sent us to a special mission. There are special forces. We are special forces. We cannot communicate with the religious world. We cannot. We cannot. Someone asked you immediately, how are you? What did immediately you start to do a fatzah and you're telling him, I was talking to Hashem and it's what I do. Then he looks at you and it's another Baslava Meshuga. This is it. He doesn't have nothing else to say. But Rabbeinu made that to be like that. One time Rabbi Yitzchak Miberdichov saw one of the students of Rabbeinu and he asked, who is that special man? So the answer to him, to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov, they told him, this is another student of Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov said, every good point that I see in this world, I see that Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev took it already. Rabbeinu is like that cuckoo bird that is going and laying her eggs in other birds' nests. And then one day, he's flying. And he's making his sounds, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And all of those birds, the children of that cuckoo bird, they're waking up. One in England, one in Canada, one in the United States, one in Sweden, one in Alaska, one is coming. Where, Yosef, tell us.
Ireland.
Ireland, Romania. They're waking up. A few weeks ago, came to her. Saudi Arabia, we have a viewer from Saudi Arabia. We don't know if he's with us or not. No.
Dublin yesterday.
Dublin. Came a person a few days ago, was here with us. They asked him if he's a Jew, he's a non-Jew. He said that he don't know. He said, I don't know. He had money. He thought to himself, where are you going to go to? Thailand, India, Eretz Israel? Yeah, Eretz Israel, this is it, maybe. What are you doing here? The soul from inside. He's watching us in YouTube. When he's come, he came. He had that opportunity. He came immediately to Eretz Israel. Where was he from?
Latvia.
Came from Latvia. He doesn't know. He said in the Holocaust there was a big mess over there. We don't know if our family is Jewish or not. We don't know. This is it. So Rabbeinu is choosing the souls. Rabbeinu is the Baal HaSadeh, is the owner of the field. And Rabbeinu is choosing the souls that he knows that can help him to bring, to redeem the world, to bring the world to his tikkun, to fix. There is a joke, and it's not so funny, but it's real. It's not so funny, but it's real. That Chassid of Breslev are sitting and talking about Mashiach, and then Mashiach is coming. And he's telling to them, I'm Mashiach. So they're saying to each other, oh, I said, Pete. Pity that we didn't talk about Rabbeinu. We can see Mashiach and we want to see Rabbeinu. I'm going to tell you, it's not funny at all, but it's true. Rabbeinu made something for our souls that he bought us, that we feel that we belong to him. Everyone that once was on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he's talking about the Tzion of Rabbeinu, he's talking about Uman. You see light on his face. You see, he's yearning. He wants to go back. He has to come to that place again. When we're going to be there? I was making, I have a witness that he sees me weekly in the shuk, Machne Yehuda Yosef. He sees that I'm, oh Hashem, making my shopping in the shuk, Machne Yehuda. I'm talking to one of the sellers over there, the Baale Bastot over there. And he's telling me, you are Breslev, right? I'm telling him, yes. He started to sing to me songs of Uman and Breslev. Mm-hmm. I tell him, oh, nice. So, you know, what do you have to say? What do you have to talk? And he's starting to tell me, I was in Uman twice. Once 22 years ago, and another one, once 12 years ago. First time I was in Rosh Hashanah. Second time I was in Hanukkah. And I was here and there. And we were singing. And there was Avrech in Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed that he took us. If you know him. And he started to mention names of 10, 15 years ago from Shem. And you see that it's all still in, on flames. And he was 12 years ago last time in Uman. And another time 22 years ago in Uman. And it's hot. And it's still hot. I told him, you have to come again. He said, yes, I'm thinking about it. Maybe this year. Cannot explain and doesn't know what to say. Amazing, amazing light. Last week I gave a shiur in Yad Binyamin. On the way back, me and Avram, we came back on a taxi. So I was talking to the taxi driver. I have a problem. I'm a magnet of everyone that have something to talk. Immediately. He finds me. So Baruch Hashem, was an amazing conversation with that taxi driver. I asked him, we talked a little bit about righteous people, about Tzadikim Nislarim, the hidden righteous people, and I asked him, do you know, you heard about Rav Cheshin, Rabbi Binyamin Ze'ev Cheshin, that he was a very famous Hasid Breslev, and also they're telling that he was one of the most important Lamed Vavnikim, the hidden righteous people. So he told me, do you know the story, how the family of Cheshin family started, all of that story? I never heard that story before. I was amazed to hear it. In the end, when I finished, when I heard the end of the story, I told him, I'm going to tell you the story, don't worry. In the end, when he finished telling the story, I told him it was worth it to come to this world just to hear that story, and this is it, just to hear it. When I told that story to a friend of mine, he told me the same. He told me it was worth it to hear that story, to come to the world to hear that story from you. Story of Mishpachat Cheshin. He said, 300 years ago, there was one kid from family Cheshin that he dropped the cheder, that he didn't have no more powers for Judaism, and this is it. And he went to look for himself, left his house and everything. And in those days, 300-400 years ago, there were pirates, boats of pirates in the sea. And he joined one of those boats, and he became to be a pirate. This is the story. And he was a pirate sailing on that boat. And with the years, like Rish Lakish, the old minag of Avotenu HaKadoshim, he becomes to be the head of the captain of that ship. And this is it, a Jewish, a hidden Jewish in that ship. And this is it. And he's killing and doing whatever he needs to do. It's his job now. In those days, there was a minhag in Hungary that the Jewish communities, they would come to a certain time, that they would sell all of their properties, taking a lot of gold and money, and coming to Eretz Israel with their rabbi. And they would come to live in Jerusalem. This is how they built Batei Hungarim over here. They would come with all of their money, selling everything that they had with their rabbi, and coming to Eretz Israel. So there was one ship like that, with a lot of gold and diamond, a community, a Jewish community from Hungary, was on the way to Eretz Israel. And that Cheshin boat is coming to take a commission. So they're jumping with their swords and everything to the boat and start to threaten their lives and telling them, this is it, the money of your life. And the rabbi of that community is saying, we'd rather to die in sword, and we're not giving you the money. So those pirates are laughing and telling them, it's exactly what it's going to be, you know, that was our plan also, so we don't understand you. You're going to die, so why won't you just hand the money and stay alive? So the rabbi is saying to them, to come to Eretz Israel and not to have money, it means death. We're going to die over there in hunger. There is no way to manage in Eretz Israel 400 years ago with no money. This is it. So, and if we have two options, to die out of hunger and to die by the sword, so it's easier to die by the sword. We rather to die by the sword. So that pirate that is from the family Cheshin, he knows Yiddish, and he liked that rabbi, started to talk to him in his language, in Yiddish. And they're talking in Yiddish and talking and talking, and that rabbi, Baruch Hashem, was able to influence on him, and after a while he started to have, while they're talking, he had Yirurei Tshuva, and that Cheshin is telling him, listen, if you gonna promise to me life to the world to come, not only that we're not gonna harm you, just also we're gonna bring you to a safe land, I'm gonna help you to come to Jerusalem, and I have my ways to help you, to bring you woods for fire and things that you need, I have my ways to help you. If you're going to promise to me that after all of what that I've done, I'm going to have also a share to the world to come. That rabbi told him, I need to think about it. Closed his eyes, prayed, I don't know what. Told him, I'm accepting it on myself to promise you a life for the world to come. If you're going to let me do something with you, told him whatever you're going to say. He took a white cloth, a sheet, put it above his face, covered his face with it. After a few seconds, that Cheshin fell fainted on the floor of the boat. After a few minutes, he woke up and he was a different person. He was a Baal Tshuva. This is the father of the family Cheshin. This is how Cheshin family came to Eretz Israel a complete Baal Teshuva. After a while, they asked that rabbi, "What you done with that cloth? What you done?" He said, "I shown him the face of hell. When he saw that really he's going to be punished on all of his avonot in hell, from that moment that it been clarified to him that really he's going to be punished, he cannot sin anymore. This is it. He could not sin." So many points in Avodat Hashem. So many points in Avodat Hashem to understand from that story. So many points. So many points. First of all, the level of a Baal Teshuva. First of all. Second, like we spoke in the beginning of our words, in the beginning of this class. Look, a Baal Teshuva, from which hell is coming. He can be a pirate, and every one of us is a pirate. We didn't have the opportunity to live in that generation of pirates, but we would take that. No, I would take it. Everyone. And the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to every one of us to do tshuva and to fix whatever you've done and then to save lives and then to help them and to come with them and to join them and to be part of Am Yisrael and to have children that are going to illuminate the world with the light of Torah, whatever. You can see how much that Hashem Yitbarach is illuminating His face to Am Yisrael, to each and every one of us. He's giving us more and more opportunities to do tshuva and to bring more people, more brothers to do tshuva and to change the world. We have that power. There was that Tana that said that if there was a handle to the world, he would, how do you say that? Ofechet ha'olam, flipping the world over. We have that power, we have that handle today. Just we need to put all of our powers to flip it all, to talk to everyone, and it doesn't matter who you're talking to. You need to talk to your families, you need to talk to yourself, you need to talk to your neighbors, you need to talk to non-Jews, to men, to women, to whoever that have an ear to hear you, you need to talk to him. You need to talk, and you need to play, and you need to shout, and you need to scream, and you need to act, and you need to write books, and you need to make shows in the streets, and whatever. And you don't know what you're doing, because you become to be like Abraham Avinu and Sarai Menu. You become to be exactly like Abraham Avinu. And it's written that everyone that is doing that in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's written that everyone that is holding the hand of a guilty person, Yada Dechayava, and he helps him to do tshuva, brings him to do tshuva, Elokei Abraham Be'ezro, the God of Abraham is with him, he's helping him. And Abraham Avinu is walking with him. And he is from that cult of Abraham Avinu. That cult is even higher than the cult of prophets. Mezakei Arabim, they're achieving even more in the world to come than real prophets. If you in your heart realize that point, what's important to Hashem? What's really important to Hashem Yitbarach? There is a Father, Father of Mercy. What He wants from this world, what He wants. He wants only good. He wants His children to grow. He wants His children all to know Him, to be in touch with His family, to be connected to His family, to His children, to His little babies, to His daughters, to His boys. This is what that the Father wants. If you're going to have someone that is investing his powers and his time to sit with your children and to talk to them and to teach them how to get closer to Hashem, how much you're going to appreciate that person? I'm paying to a tutor, to a rabbi, to sit and learn with my children, with two of my children in the afternoon, and I'm paying him monthly on that. But I know that he's giving his soul. I know that he really cares about them. You don't know how much I appreciate that man. How much I want to help him. How much every time that I can do something for him, I'm doing. Why? Because he's putting time with my children. And even that I'm paying him for that. But I know that he's doing it from his heart. I can feel it. And you see the kids of Baruch Hashem enjoying it and learning. And you can see. So think about Hashem Yitbarach. When Hashem sees that you care, that you care about his children. That when you see someone from Am Yisrael, I heard an amazing story of one of the friends that we have here from the yeshiva, Rav Bachar, Israel. Harav was in that car in that time. Yeah. Nachman Israel Bachar didn't saw Harav. and he's coming to the window of that person, of that avrech, and he's talking to him, how are you, what's going on here, you heard that new CD, and give him a CD, and talking to him like nothing. And that avrech is looking at him, looking at the Rav, and he doesn't realize why they're not saying hello to each other. Why you? After they drove from the intersection, that avrech is asking Harav, he didn't see you? Harav answered to him, when Nachman Bachar is doing hafatzah, he sees only the souls that he can bring closer to Hashem Yitbarach, and he doesn't see nothing else except of that. After a few weeks, he met Nachman. He asked him, Nachman, you know, Harav was with me in the car. He told him, yes, really, I didn't see him. He said, he didn't care. He didn't care. Harav was there. Wonderful, great. He's doing hafatzah. Today the yeshiva, at 2 o'clock, there is a bus that is going to Be'er Sheva. Where to? Be'er Sheva, yes, Be'er Sheva. To Be'er Sheva. Going to do a fatza. Last time, in the last, how do you say mifza? I'm looking for that word.
Campaign.
I have campaign.
Campaign.
Campaign. Last time, we went to Ashdod. And people went to other cities. And going to do a fatza. Everyone that can ride himself on that bus to go, nothing gonna happen to you. Nothing gonna happen to no one that is going to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And for us, we have to have those mitzvot. We have to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. When you're not there yet, you always feel frustrated. You always feel empty-handed. You always feel that whatever you're doing is not enough. Why? Because you're not really giving everything that you've got. But when you're going to start, give whatever you have inside, you're going to feel satisfied from inside. You're going to be answered. You're going to feel, I found myself. This is it. I know what am I doing. And you won't have no more doubts on your actions. All of those chasings inside of the head. Am I doing what I should do? Maybe I should do something else. Maybe this, maybe that. Because you're not doing enough. In the moment that you're going to complete what that you need to do, you're going to compare your shape with the shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to become to be like Him. And I said it also to Avraham in last week. There is something, a concept that calls Shivui Tzura. To cancel yourself to Hashem Yitbarach totally, that you're going to become to be in the same shape of Him. To cancel yourself to your Rabbi, that you're going to become to be exactly like your Rabbi. And then you become to be another chain in that, another link in that chain. By canceling yourself. So, if for an example, now a Rav is sitting and teaching, and the students are sitting in front of him, and they're listening to him with all of their heart, open heart, and the will, and they want to keep whatever he's going to say. Kosher students, kosher rabbi. And now, if you're going to check, that situation looks perfect, amazing. They came, they want to do what that he's telling them. It's all wrong. Why? Because their right side is his left. And he and their left is his right. So they're actually totally opposite. Why? Because he is influencing, he is giving, influencing, and they are receiving. And they are receiving. So he is like a male and they are like a female. So they're totally opposite. There is that concept that's called, the verse is saying, Pnei hador kepnei kelev. The generation got the face of the dog. The dog, he's got that will to lead. He always wants to run forward. He wants to be in front. But when he's coming to an intersection, he's afraid. He doesn't really know where to go. If the balabait, he wants to go to the right or to the left, he doesn't know. So he waits. He always looks back to see where is his rabbi. So if you're still standing in that place, that you always have your doubts inside, and you're looking back to hear what the Rabbi is saying, what we should do now, what can I do, what should I do, all of the time with those doubts, still we're in that place of Pnei Hador kepnei kelev. You have the desire to lead, but you still don't have that confidence. You still don't know what you need to do. But when you come to that place, that you compare yourself to your Rabbi, that you canceled yourself totally to your rabbi, actually your back is to your rabbi and your face are toward Am Yisrael, and you don't look back. This is it. You came to a point in your life that you already received what that you were supposed to receive from your rabbi. And you're going to do that. And even if Rabbeinu is going to hit you with a thick beam of wood and tell you not to be with him in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to hide in Uman in Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to come in the eve of Rosh Hashanah outside when he cannot tell you to go away anymore. This is it. You're going to hide until he will not going to have a choice. If Rav Shalom is going to tell you you're not allowed to come to Beit Midrash, you're going to come in Shabbos when no one can talk to you. You're going to come to his classes in Shabbos. In every situation, you need to come to that self-confidence that you know what Hashem wants from you. And to come to that, you have to have hours on hours. I'm afraid to tell you hundreds or thousands of hours. But you have to have a lot of hours of Hitbodedut alone with Hashem. Calling Hashem and asking Hashem, please Hashem, confirm it to me, clarify that to me, let me understand what is my mission, who am I, what I should do, what do you want from me, Ribono Shel Olam? Let me understand your will. Those are the secrets of the Torah Kedosha. This is the secret, to understand simple shot of the will of Hashem Yitbarach from Am Yisrael. How you achieve that? Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that you go to the field and screaming in 70 voices and more. Screaming to Hashem Yitbarach out of yearning, out of your will to meet Hashem, to know Hashem. Express yourself, express your will. Tell Hashem Yitbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, I killed myself until today so many times. I broke myself so many times. I damaged myself so many times. Put an end to it. Let me be happy from now on. Let me come to the right conclusion that I'm going to be able to serve you until 120 in Mesirut Nefesh. That I won't have my doubts every time on everything that I need to do. Another question, another doubt. If I should do it, I shouldn't do it. Maybe this, maybe not. Maybe the rabbis will not going to accept it. Maybe this is why Rav Shalom told me you're going to make more souls if you will not going to be a rabbi. Now I can do whatever I feel. I don't need to ask no one. I already checked it with the Rav. And I told you, I asked him, I came to him, I told him, Rav, isn't the bottom line is that I need to bring all of the world to do tshuva? Isn't it my job? This is it. He told me yes. I told him, so alright, so this is it. This is it. From that day that he told me yes, I don't even need to ask him anymore. I don't need to ask him. And if I'm going to come to ask him, for sure I will not going to accept the right answer anymore. This is it. Because I'm going to come from my weaknesses, from my doubts, and he's going to help me to go back to track. I was already on track. When you realize that you need to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh, and that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach, there is no other things to understand anymore. Just to go for it. Day and night, while you're eating, while you're drinking, while you're serving Hashem, when you're in the fields, when you're with open books, when you're doing a fatzah, when you're talking to your wife, when you're spending time with your friends, with your family, when you're in the bus, when you're in the train, there is no difference. When you are with Hashem Yitbarach, holding Hashem Yitbarach in your thoughts, Melech Asur Beratim, that Hashem is a prison in your brain, that Hashem cannot go from you to nowhere. This is Hashrat Hashchina. This is what it means that you have Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem is with you. How you want Hashem to be with you? Because of your actions? Because of your good deeds? Because of your Limud HaTorah? Like one of the students asked Rav Shalom in class, if our Limud HaTorah also protects Am Yisrael. He told him, I wish that our Limud HaTorah is going to protect ourselves. You don't know nothing. Your Limud HaTorah is such in Ma'ala that it's Limud Lishma. But in your thoughts, in your Itbodeduyot, you can hold Hashem Yitbarach, and no matter in which level you are, in which place you are at. Because like David HaMelech said, if I'm reaching heaven, here you are. Ratzia She'ol, and I'm going to the depths of hell, to the lowest place of hell. Hineka, here you are. So you can hold Hashem Yitbarach even in hell. Even if you find yourself now that you sin, now that you spoiled, now that you ruined, mamash, you ruined now with your own hands. You just now ruined. It doesn't mean that Hashem Yitbarach is not with you. He doesn't mean that. Your Yetzirah now got the permission to tell you that Hashem hates you, that Hashem doesn't want you, that Hashem will not going to accept your prayers from now and on. But it's all lies. It's all a lie. It's all Lashon Hara of that evil snake that is talking Lashon Hara on Hashem Yitbarach from the first day of creation. This is him. It's his job. Our job is not to listen to him. And to say to Hashem Yitbarach, even though that I made you so angry, even though that for sure I sinned, and like that Adam HaRishon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ochel, I'm going to keep on eating, and I'm going to keep on making you angry, Hashem Yitbarach. I'm going to keep on making you angry, I'm going to keep on not listening to you, it's going to be a long process until I'm going to guard my eyes, until I'm going to completely going to listen to Chachamim, until I'm going to respect my wife like I should, until I'm going to learn Torah like I should. Ribono Shel Olam, it's going to take a while. But it doesn't mean, Hashem Yitbarach, that you're going to leave me. It doesn't mean, Hashem Yitbarach, that you're not going to provide my parnasah. It doesn't mean that you're not going to listen to my tefillah, to all of my prayers, to all of my tshuva. Because you're mercy, because you're kind, because you love Am Yisrael, because you promised us. And Am Yisrael can receive the Torah only because of that holy brazenness, only because of that azudik dusha. That you have to be able to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. And when you pray on the future, you pray from here, from the exile, like a soldier in the battlefield. You pray on your life, on your brother's life. And you scream to Hashem Yitbarach, let us leave. We all want to come back to our houses. All of the families, that all of the soldiers are going to come back to the houses and going to tell their parents, father, mother, you don't know. Hashem made war for us. Hashem was making miracles for us. You don't know. This is what we need to say to Hashem. In our prayers, in the field, in your own room, in your porch, in your backyard, in your house, in your whatever. In every place that you do your mitzvot. To convince Hashem Yitbarach and to force Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem, He wants us to lead Him. This is what that it's written. Tzadik Moshe lir'at Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, Mi Moshel bi, who is ruling on me? Tzadik. The Tzadik is ruling on Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a decree, and the righteous man is cancelling it. And the righteous man is decreeing something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to listen to him. And who that righteous man can be? Every one of us. Everyone that is standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach and praying and praying and praying, he is a righteous man. And he's going to be answered. And all of us going to be answered. Amen. Can you hear us?
Amen. 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 Amen.